This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Taxing Wall Street after the election is one thing. Taking money from Wall Street beforehand would seem to be entirely another. See also Hillary Clinton and those very well-paid speeches to Goldman Sachs and campaign contributions Wall Street's made to candidates practically forever. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at Wall Street and presidential politics.
Wall Street gave more than $100 million to presidential candidates and their super PACs during 2015. And let's just say loud the thing that you're probably thinking.
This is a massive amount of money.
Yeah. Sheila Kromholtz is the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, which crunched this data.
Finance is year after year, cycle after cycle, the number one source of campaign cash.
She says, yes, Hillary Clinton's campaign has taken in more than any other, almost $3 million last year. But when you throw super PACs into the mix, Jeb Bush takes a big lead with $34.5 million, double Clinton's tally with her super PACs. But these so-called Wall Street donations, by and large, aren't coming from corporate funds. In fact, firms like Goldman Sachs and JPMorgan Chase don't allow that.
90% of the money is coming from individuals, and these include deep-pocketed donors.
Mega donors giving millions to super PACs. But there are also individuals employed at Wall Street companies who often give smaller donations directly to the candidate's campaign. Bruce Fried is the president of the Center for Political Accountability. He says companies shy away from giving corporate funds, in part because they worry it'll upset the public or shareholders. But individuals?
There's an expectation that the folks at the top will give, and it's sort of informally included in their compensation package, but it's not explicit.
Companies can suggest executives give or attend some event, but they can't mandate it, says Ronald Jacobs. He's chair of the political law practice at Venable. And in his experience, companies are more focused on local or congressional campaigns than presidential.
It's a politician who represents our district, or it's a politician who's on the committee that oversees, you know, our industry or the agency that regulates our industry. Those kind of targeted connections.
Which brings us to the question, what are donors to a presidential campaign hoping to get anyway? Stephen Ansala Behar is a professor of government at Harvard.
It could be more of a, I want to be socially powerful, throw my weight around and show how big a person I am.
He says if you think of these donations as an investment, the return actually isn't that good. I know, this goes against everything we think we know about money and politics.
And yet, that's what the literature says. And there are like hundreds of studies on this. It's very hard to see any consistent, statistically meaningful patterns.
He says these donations add up to a tiny fraction of Wall Street revenues. If they worked better, he thinks we'd actually see a lot more money in politics. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.